Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
When good fellows get together in fair or stormy weather, it means that it is meeting time, and soon it will be greeting time for the loyal order of dinosaurs, the true blue order of dinosaurs. Now, dear friends, come join our song. All hail, fellows well met, sing along. We're the loyal order of dinosaurs. All hail the loyal order of, hail the loyal order of, hail the loyal order of dinosaurs.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
A brand new story about a great engineer.
He's the greatest of them all, we claim. Number one, his engine, Casey Jones, his name.
Casey Jones, steaming and rolling. Casey Jones, you never have to guess. When you hear the tooting of the whistle, it's Casey at the throttle of the Cannonball S. Casey Jones, steaming and rolling. Casey Jones, you never have to guess. When you hear the tooting of the whistle, it's Casey at the throttle of the Cannonball Express.
Well, good evening, Ope. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Chief Etouffee's fancy shrimp tails in chunky clam broth, and Grandma Goon's gourmet, greasy, grimy gopher guts. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. Listening to the Grilash Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour, right here. Miss Tuesdays with Wink Blinkley, and this week's guest is real-life Funky Winker Bean, Wonky Finker Bean, who asks the question on everyone's mind, what the hell happened to grapefruits? All right. Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble, who will be reading his will. I ruined the delivery on that one. Try it again. Take two. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Trim. Thursdays, it's Chunk Bluster and the funniest, most painful injuries in the history of sport. And Fridays, once again, it's us on Friday Night Possum, a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Alrighty. let's see. Well, the phone lines. Yeah, that's what we're doing. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, I can't find my... Oh, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He's good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Hello? Hello, this is Bob and Ray calling. It's our lucky phone call.
What track, buddy?
What's that?
What track?
No, we're calling because your phone number has been selected scientifically from a list of several thousand here in our studio. Are you Mr. Ziz? S-Z-E?
Who's this calling?
Bob and Ray, sir.
Get everybody out of here.
Hello?
Yes?
Our lucky phone call to you.
Yes,
if you are the person listed on in our book here, are you Mrs. Ziz?
No, I'm not, but I'm authorized to take a call for him.
Well, who...
What do you want?
Who are you, please?
Yes.
What?
What do you want?
We're calling you to tell you...
Get out of here. Everybody get out of here. What?
Well, just what we have... Well, you're lucky. We're making our lucky phone call.
Where are you calling from, pal?
From New York.
What do you mean, lucky?
Well, you're lucky. Your name and number have been selected from our scientifically selected names and numbers in our book.
Are you a cop?
No.
I mean, don't give me a bad time.
No, we're radio performers.
Oh, how'd you get our number?
Well, it was selected by our assistants, and we're making the lucky call to you. Do you realize what odds it was that we were calling you today?
No, we get an awful lot of calls in a day here. No, it's not too unusual, but...
Well, you're lucky anyway, sir. And
well, what do I get?
You don't get anything. It's just that we call you, and the chances are so great that you wouldn't be called that we knew you wanted to be, and that you would consider yourself lucky.
Well, if you ever get to Raleigh, be sure to look me up, will you?
Right on. Thank you very much, sir.
Bye.
And good luck to you.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Make me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chuck it.
Beer!
Cut my belly out to
here. Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a
beer.
Beer!
Beer!
Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends. Drink till you're fat. Stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you. We like to drink till we spew. Ooh, who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that. As we sing once more,
what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I can kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
Golly, I adore it.
Beer!
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Feed it to me.
Beer!
The most wonderful drink in the world. Hooray!
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. Dumps.
Nice.
They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Big, massive dumps.
I know where that fucker is now, man.
Uh-huh. You're on it now.
You can't hide. Oh, man. So how was your weekend?
All right, not bad. I had an eye doctor's appointment today. Didn't get a needle in the eye, so that's always a plus.
Oh, I was going to say, don't tell me it was a needle in your eye. Or needles in the eye.
Yeah.
You and Mr. Mike, the needles in the eye. Man.
Just gave me more drops to take, see what happens.
Yeah, cool. They get that together.
Yeah.
Gumby needs his papers.
Fucking smudge.
Yeah.
Still got glasses on.
Oh, no kidding. They're just the magnifiers.
Yeah, that's all I've been wearing. I can't get new glasses, guys. Can't see that well out of the left eye.
Are you driving?
That's because it's easy for Gumby. That's all right. Now, when I'm looking through both eyes, it's fine.
Huh.
Yeah, if I close or put a hand over my right eye, then it's just all fucked up.
Ah, so you got one working.
Yeah.
Filling.
Yeah.
So,
that's not bad. What's going on with you?
Oh. Congratulations, Dr. Cake. She's eligible to get the vaccine.
Okay, great.
AstraZeneca. What was the deal with that one? I haven't heard any bad stuff about the AstraZeneca. I got... Thankfully, my side effects... from my shot, my second shot last week, went away. Yeah. They were gone by Saturday morning. Felt okay all Saturday.
Okay. Not to worry about it.
Yeah, I just took it easy, you know, 'cause I had a big day Sunday. Doubleheader and all.
How'd that go?
Really well, man.
Okay.
I felt
good.
I think I needed a year away from shit. But, you know, is that I didn't know that. There it was. Ding, ding, ding. That was my first, you know, of the evening. Yeah, I counted up the times I said, you know, on Friday's show. We'll have a contest later. We can get the closest to the answer. But, I really appreciated the fact that I got to go somewhere and make money doing something I love to do.
Yeah.
It was really
You're
fun.
Living a life.
It was really
and
fun.
And they weren't blaring bad music in your ear?
Oh, baby boy. In the instructions for the event, It's specifically spelled out that the DJs were supposed to keep the music down to a conversation level.
Okay.
Because that
supposed
is what
to.
We are there to do. Somebody got to him, man.
Good.
Oh, my goodness. A couple years ago, just small room and this guy's blaring this set. Oh. And I'm like... telling him, you know, like, signaling him, cut it down, you know, and he's, like, laughing. Yeah, you're just kidding. I wanted to strangle that ass. I couldn't say anything to anybody, man. You can't do any sales.
Yeah.
Dopey pants.
Jackass.
Blaring. That's right, he was a jackass. Yeah. Yeah, it was actually 413 you knows on Friday's show. And for some reason,
right.
I was not listening to you, and I sounded like an idiot several times.
I was lost in a sea of you knows.
Pardon?
I was lost in a sea of you knows.
Probably.
Okay.
Well, a couple times, you know, it's like you would say, well, the sky is blue, and I'd go, well, no, but the sky is blue, you know, it is, you know.
Yeah.
And, I guess I wasn't hearing you so well, but I was flu-y, I'm having my,
yeah, flu-y.
I had my COVID shot, man, I was flu-y,
uh-huh.
I flu-y
You were flu-y. We established that, you were flu-y.
I was flu-y. It made no sense. What else is new?
It was a great show, though. I enjoyed it.
It was fun. It was fun. I had fun. Uh-huh. Oh, and once again, took my blood pressure after the show.
After the show?
Optimal.
Yeah.
Optimal.
See
optimal.
That? See that? That's the word.
Now, I'm seeing a pattern over here.
Possibly the cure-all.
Well, I said to... I had my Sunday night chat with the Pope last night, and I said, hey, man, let's be sure and not argue politics tonight. Let's just joke around and have some fun, because I want to see if, you know, my blood pressure... taps out, and it I'd come in, you know, kind of high in the middle of the day, and then at the end, after talking to the Pope, optimal.
All
so
right.
I need to be laughing and having a nice time.
Uh-huh.
Pleasant time and laughs, man. That'll,
well, when do you
I'll
take your medication? You got medication to take for it?
Yeah, I take a little pill. I take it in the morning.
Okay, so that's no effect to it then, really, technically. All right.
Not really, because I'll take it and then take the blood... this morning I took the blood pressure after and I was a little high. High normal, you know. I don't know, high normal or low high or something. but it wasn't optimal, I'll tell you that much.
Optimal.
Boy, optimal. That's, when she says optimal, I just go, oh, baby. Optimal. That's what you want, D. When you're optimal, yep, man, you're good to go. All right. Awesome Saves Live. Awesome Saves Live. And here we are. And why are we all gathered today? Of course, it's to blow something the fuck up.
Blow something the fuck up.
Because you got to get your yah-yahs out once.
I got my yah-yah out right now.
I hope so. What'd you say?
I got my yah-yah out right now, man. Waiting for this.
Oh, that's too much information. Too much information. Hope says, Nightly Possum coming soon. Yeah, it might save my life, but good word. I gotta work sometime. If they started paying me to do this, yes. Hell the fuck yeah. How about you, Gumby?
Yeah, shit.
A rich
There's
guy like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And I said, didn't I say nice things about Bill Gates just a few minutes ago, man? He'll bear me out on it. All right. Okay. Oh, I had to look up what the heck the name of this thing was that I was blowing up. One of those songs that play at events and whatnot. It's 2015 and this is Magic by Rude. Bye-bye.
From the Chuck Barris stages in Hollywood, California, here come the newlyweds.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed.
Yeah.
Put on my best suit.
Holy shit!
Got in my car, ripped like a jet.
What the fuck?
All the way to you.
No!
Knocked on your door with heart in my head.
Oh, no!
To ask you a question.
Hey, Mo!
I know that you're an old-fashioned man.
I know what you fucking think of
But the answer is no.
No!
Gotta be so rude. Don't you know I'm human too? Gotta be so rude.
Pull the string.
make a whole star. You say you don't write me love songs. You just make that dumb country noise. Oh, I'm tweeting my butthole. Hashtag hell.
We broke
them back. Yeah. I'm buddies with the drummer, man.
Yeah. You know the band.
I'm in with the band, man.
In with the band.
That's one of those weird revolving door stories. What would have happened had that guy made a different decision? And this and that. He's that guy.
Yeah. There you go.
We were never like real close friends. We worked together and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But he was just so pivotal in my life.
And there you go.
Opened a lot
when
of doors.
Where did you work? Was he the T-shirt guy? Was he with you with the T-shirts?
No, he was a guy I knew at Bell Laboratories, and he was in another band at the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was in another band, and he commissioned me to do a caricature of the band.
Oh, okay.
And he took that band picture to the newspaper guy, the Hoot guy, print for an ad in Hoot. And the Hoot guy said, hey,
okay.
That guy looks like you in the picture. He goes, yeah, because it's supposed to be a caricature of me. He goes, wow, that guy's good.
That's how I started getting into the hoot.
That led to the caricature thing, which is now how I make my living.
There you go.
So,
and loving it.
Yeah, and loving it. You got that right, Jacques.
Uh-huh. Good.
Really nice dude. Really nice dude. All right, here we go. There they are.
Band.
Yeah. Oh, that's only a three-piece band.
Yeah? Damn.
Yeah. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge. I'm doing just great, Beth Ann Sam.
Beth Ann Sam.
Firing on all cylinders. Everything's looking up commie right now. I was telling Ope I get to watch my son's dog next month for a week. Looking forward to that.
There you
go. Milwaukee.
You should have saved some of the food. Some of the food. Oh, no. He eats gourmet shit, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He eats the gourmet food. I did save a couple of bags of treats, though.
Okay, good. There you go.
Yeah, I got some of them bacon things that no dog can.
Oh.
Once Ted started turning down the bacon things, I knew the end was near.
Nah, he's sick. He's sick.
I mean, you'd eat one of these fucking things.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding? Yeah.
Get a bag of those, bag of something else.
That's true, man. That's why you saved it. You pop a couple of those in every now and again, don't you?
Nope.
Hey, it's bacon.
What kind of pup is Polly? Polly is a mutt. He's a dog. You look it up, dog, and there he is. Dog.
I think my screen froze, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not getting
sometimes
that
if you don't scroll
there,
all the way down.
Yeah, no, it is all the way down. I just computer with kaputs. I'm not reading what you are. Oh, well.
What's great about Paulie is they take him for a bath, like a spa treatment every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So he smells better than I do. He's very pleasant to be around.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he's a good guy. I love Paulie. All right.
Oh,
on with the show. Thanks for coming, Beth and Sam. Sorry for blowing up your song.
Dan.
It seems to happen a lot, man. Nothing personal. There's Dr. Cage.
Dr. Cage.
The lone representative from the great country of Canada. Ooh, Canada.
Dr. Cage.
What was my fun fact about Canada? It is the country with the second largest land mass.
Oh, okay.
Russia.
Behind who?
Russia would be.
Russia? Okay.
Russia.
Siberia, yeah. That makes sense.
Canada big.
Big.
But
huge.
Most of the population lives within so many miles of the border. Because it's cold up there.
It's cold up there. You don't have to tell Dr. Cake that.
It would not be a show without Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake knows damn well
ain't
how cold
it is. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
In Celsius, even. Why are we the only country on Earth that does temperature? What the fuck is that? Everybody else is on a metric system, and they calculate temperature different, and we're sitting here like a bunch of dopes. Why are Americans so dumb? Jeez. I think you're coming.
We gave up.
There's G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
Strongest man on the internet. He can lift 13 possums in one hand.
Good God.
Yeah.
God.
Got really big hands. Big maw. Awesome. Thanks for coming, GT.
GTO.
Good friend. And there's Ope. Other people's eyes.
Ope.
Our old pal.
People's eyes. Captain Ice.
He's a nice guy. I like talking
He's
to Ope.
A
I look forward
guy.
To talking to Ope for the show now. No, fun.
Yep.
I like when you show up, dude. Oh, how you been? Oh, yeah. How's it? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Missed one. Beth Ann. Beth Ann San, repeat your desire and request.
I will see if I am able and capable of fulfilling it.
And there's the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. Thank you for coming, Ope. Professor R. J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lou.
With the super Scott Decker
as the Beaver.
I was a little quick on the draw there.
Smell like a brewery, looking like a tramp. Ain't got a quarter, got a postage stamp. Been filing like shadow boxes all around the town. Talking with the old man, sleeping on the ground. Beside the booting now, zooting now, hooting now, cone. Sharing his apartment with a telephone pole. And a fishnet stocking, spike heel shoes. Strip tees, brick tees, car keys, blues. And the porno floor show, live nude girl. Dreamy and creamy and brunette curls, Chester Morgan and watermelon rose. Raise my rent and take off all your clothes. With trench coats, magazines, a bottle full of rum. She's so good to make a dead man come. Pasties and a cheese string, beer and a shot. Portland threw a shot glass in a buffalo squeeze. Wrinkles and cherry and Twinkie and Pinky and Fifi live from Gay Berry. Fanfares, rim shots, backstage, who cares, all this hot apple, zoobies, I say. Zoobies, that is greedy, apple, zizzies, I yeah. Cleavage, cleavage, thighs and the hips, from the nape of her neck to the lipstick lips. Chopped and channeled and lowered and lugered and the cheetah sticks. Bam, bam, moving, she's a hot and ready. Creamed and sugared and the band is awful and so are the tunes. Zoobies, apple, zoobies, I say, but I say. Crawling on a belly, shaking like jelly, and I'm getting harder than Chinese algebra. Cheers, cheers from the compendium here. Hey, sweetheart, they're yelling for more. Scorching at the cigarette butts on the floor. And I like Shelly, you like Jane. What was the girl with the snake in the neighbor? It's an early bird matinee, come back any day. Get you little something that you can't get at home. And get you little something that you can't get at home. It's Pepsi's energy, drink beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass and a buffalo squeezer. Popcorn front row, higher than a kite. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And I'll be back tomorrow night. Zoobies, zappa, zoobies, zappa, zoobies, I say.
I think that's my new favorite song. That's an automatic book roll double right there, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Basic stuff.
It was beloved by the audience as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He dug it, man.
Hey,
he's
today.
A hipster over there. That's that hipster beard, man.
He's with it.
You wear that hipster beard long enough, you start digging the word. And we've been joined by Ford Prefect.
Hey, Ford's here.
Which is a damn good thing because we were coming apart.
Damn good.
Glad to see that Bill Gates let you out of your confinement. You joined the show.
Yes.
Oh! All right. So, the big day Sunday coming up.
Yeah.
So Saturday, since I was feeling well, I pretty much devoted the whole day to making sure I had everything ready for the next day, which that didn't take long. Cut some paper and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And cutting my hair. Personal grooming.
Okay. All right.
That's a big thing, man.
You got out the shears?
Your own head?
Yeah.
I got the shears out, baby, for the second time.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Tightened
that.
Up the wig.
Uh-huh.
I have made a shocking discovery.
Uh-oh.
I Good definitely Lord. Need to cut the top of my head longer than 3/4 inches.
Yeah.
I look like I'm bald.
And it looks so bad at home. In I don't know, whatever the lighting is in here, ambient light.
Yeah.
Looked like I had, short gray hair on top. And I got into the can at the hotel under the fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
I couldn't see any hair. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Fucking Mel Cooley over here. What's going on?
That's pretty. You got to pull out your trilby. You got to start wearing that hat again. It's something you didn't like. Summertime cap.
Unfortunately, the dude I'm working with this weekend don't like hats. I'd wear
you don't
that
like
bad
hats?
Boy. He don't like hat. Mad at hat. He didn't like my hat. He didn't like that hat.
No?
My hat with blue feather in it and everything. Blue
yeah.
gray feather.
That was class.
Remember one time I'm driving down Main Street. Brother comes up to me in the car at the traffic light. It's summertime, so I had both windows rolled down. He's like, hey, nice hat, man.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, my brother.
Uh-huh.
That hat was bringing the world together.
You got a good deal at the car place, right, when you were getting your car fixed. Didn't you get a good deal because you had the hat?
Preferred customer at the muffler shop, man.
There you go. Old Duke lid. Bring back the hat.
It's the great lid. The great lid.
A nice summertime trophy.
So to get back on point, cut my hair.
Yeah,
way too short.
Yes.
And I know it, a barber wouldn't have done that. He would have known better than to go that short on my head, you know, the way my hair's going. He was, you might want to stay like an inch and a half, 2 inches. So I got to let it grow out. But I had this great idea, man. And I'm sure other people have had the idea. Some sort of, I guess it'd be a harness, something you could stick on your shoulders, and somehow it would have a multi-mirror array on it.
Yeah.
So that you could cut the back of your back and sides of your head. Maybe
all
a static
angles.
Mirror in the front, and then a swivel one going around that you could swivel and see the thing with the thing. And well, maybe not static, but you know, some mirrors.
Sure. Get a better idea.
I think the time has come, man. Uh-huh. In these uncertain times of the pandemic, a lot of people are cutting their own hair.
When I'm shaving my head, I can't see what's going on in the back of the head. I got a feel for it.
There you go.
Sometimes that doesn't help.
There you
help.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go. Definitely read too much into that one, Beth Ann Sam. Harness. You want to talk to the Pope? In his bedroom, there's fucking things coming down from the ceiling, you know, that are like hooked into the studs, you know. People swing from that ceiling, baby. Good time.
That's wild.
Hey man, whatever floats your boat, man. As long as it's all
exactly
sensual and cool.
Yeah. And you only got about 70 years on this planet, man. Whatever the fuck it takes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're our time's already up, man. We're on borrowed time.
It's done.
All right. Spin the wheel, man.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
GT's got Ope listed at $11.99 on eBay. So, you're into it. I've started to get my eBay thing back, man. I tried to complete this run a comic book on there, and it's so stupid.
I never even went on an eBay. Never went on it.
Don't.
Keep my distance from that.
It could be. It's like I made my password almost impossible to remember or type when you're drunk. For a very good reason. Drunk buys on eBay, man. My curse.
They have something called cigar bid that all the cigar smokers are saying, stay away from it. You're going to spend a fortune on that.
I love eBay too, man, but it's killing me. Well, it's fun. It makes me happy. All right, well, tonight is a bonus. 3 minutes you'll never get back. Because you get an extra 21 seconds in change.
Oh, okay.
Which you can put towards your next purchase. No cash refunds. 3 minutes, you'll never get back!
While Gotham City sleeps, Batman's grandmother is being kidnapped by the arch criminal known as...
The Rainbow Ray.
Commissioner Gordon dials the secret number of the Batcave.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Holy smoke, Batman, they got your grandmother.
Quick, Robin, to the Batmobile.
Great Scott, Batman! Something's heading right for us! Here it comes! Holy cow, Batman! I've wrecked the Batmobile!
Come here, baby. Scratch my back.
No time for that now, Robin.
Look, Batman! It's the Green Beret and Grandmother!
I'll save her, Robin.
Gee whiz, Batman. What happened?
Bang, bang. Shut down.
Is this the end of Batman? Stay tuned to this record. So far, Batman's grandmother has been kidnapped. Batman has been shot. Robin has had his 19th nervous breakdown. But the best is yet to come.
Batman, speak to me.
Baby, I can't make it without you.
Jumping Jupiter, Batman, grandmother is kissing the Green Beret.
It's kind of a time.
Batman, where are you going?
To the Batroom, Robin.
Well, how was it, Batman?
It was exciting.
Holy mackerel, Batman! The Green Beret has fallen through that trap door into his own alligator pit.
He's a real nowhere man.
Once again, Batman and Robin have foiled another arch criminal. Back at the Batcave...
Wowee, Batman! Look at this telegram. Grandmother has been drafted.
What kind of shit is that?
Exactly, Walter. Exactly.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
You know who's got some wicked good fucking fast fucking food?
Who's that?
I think they moved to be my favorite fast food joint. Arby's, man. Have you been there lately?
Oh, yeah. Well,
jump
not lately,
catfish.
But I've been hitting that for a while. I love their Reubens. I guess their Reubens there.
I got the deli. I could get a Reuben, a much better Reuben.
Oh, yo, it's and a deli,
Trouble is the Reubens I've had there, the slice is a little too thick. I like it sliced thin.
Hey, well, you get a deli. You are correct with a deli.
Yeah. But then the thing is, I go to deli, I can't buy the Reuben because I got to have the pastrami special.
Oh
my God! I can't resist that. That's like manna. Ooh, it's a mamu.
Big in your Arby's. You're not a curly fry guy, though, are you?
I mean, I could take them or leave them, to be honest.
But I like the regular fries myself.
But I had a, what I have, the chicken, jalapeno chicken ranch wrap.
Pitch!
Oh. Holy crap,
okay.
Was that good. And then yesterday I had on the way home, I ordered, I've had it before, but it was way better than I even remembered, their Italian sub.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic for something you get at a drive-through. Unbelievable.
Yeah, there's an Arby's right across the street from my shop. Sometimes I used to drive over there or ride home, grab something.
Try that jalapeno wrap, man. That thing was...
Yeah?
Alrighty. Here we go. Ooh, did we miss this? Okay, late March to early June. Okay, so we're in the midst of... Runyon season.
All right.
Runyon. Runyon run. Yeah. They hit the beaches. This species of fish, they hit the beaches to spawn on the beach.
Okay.
They're kind of romantic during the spring and summer months. It's open season. You can go grunion hunting. Grunion may be taken by hand only, though. You gotta snatch up the grunion by hand. Can't, like, dig holes and trap them. But there's no limit. But take only the fish you can use. They caution.
Okay. All right. Grab a handful of grunion.
Yeah, if you want to make it out to California, the place you ought to be. Fire up some grunions, man. Well, they were showing the Beverly Hillbillies this weekend on Decade on their...
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it? Binge Watch.
Decade. Yeah, they still do that weekend thing?
Yeah, the binge. And they were showing, like, the first season of the Hillbillies, which is kind of fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
Once it became extremely formulaic and...
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Early ones are great.
The first 2-3 seasons are kind of fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I saw Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah.
Twilight Zone. One or two. Miss Jane was on there.
Yeah.
And she was playing like a hillbilly. She was that was Twilight Zone. It had to be Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
She was the guardian of this little girl, and she was playing a hillbilly, and she was smoking a cigarette and being a real shit. Miss Jane.
Uh-huh.
Kind of neat. Fun to see her in that role.
She went into politics and everything.
She ran for office in Pennsylvania in the 80s. I don't know if it was state representative or U.S. representative.
Yeah.
And fucking Jed Clampett did a radio commercial against her, man. What a
dick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ. Nice, huh?
I mean, even if you disagreed with her politics, she'd stand up for a pal.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. When did Buddy Ebsen become so uncool, man? He's just cool.
It was very undude.
Very undude. Very undude. All right. Now... We mentioned Friday about Jacket Off, Jim Jordan complaining about his freedoms being taken away because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, because we're in uncertain times right now. Pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Well, he ought to go live in the Philippines.
He gets right.
Whoa. Them motherfuckers. this guy, he broke a COVID-19 curfew. And I don't know what he did to breach the curfew, I guess just out at night after a curfew. This is back at the beginning of the month. It's only a week or so old. And he was, his punishment, he was forced to do 300 squats. And he died.
Christ.
He died before he, yeah, he croaked, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he went out to buy
some
water.
First of all, it's a weird punishment.
Well, they're fucked up over there, man. And they're run by crazy Duarte or whatever his name is. He's a murderous, insane psychopath. Sheesh. They have the highest...
What'd you say? He went out to buy water?
He went out to buy some water, his family
Christ.
Said. He was stopped by police and told to do pumping exercises 100 times, according to the report. Police made him repeat the exercises, meaning he ultimately did about 300 reps of the squats. He started to convulse on Saturday. We were able to revive him at home, and then his body failed. So we revived him again, but he was already comatose, said his family. He died at 10 p.m. So it was like, yeah, nice, man.
Jesus Christ.
Learned his lesson. I suggest jack it off Jim Jordan on a apply for citizenship over there if he wants to.
jack it off.
Enjoy his freedoms. Anyway. Oh, yeah. We have time. We'll do Jeopardy later because I so fucking knew the answer to tonight's final Jeopardy. Awesome. I mean, like, I get it a lot of times, sort of guessing, educated guess.
Yeah.
But, I knew it. I knew it. The dead nuts.
All right, cool.
Certainty. Jeez, man, what is this? Looking through some old, there weren't a lot of new headlines tonight. What is this one? Oh, this link.
Not much going on.
Works. It says, the headline is, Cruel Moment, Australian Stoners Make a Possum Smoke a Joint, and He Doesn't Like It at All. Two stoners filmed themselves lighting a joint and offering it to a possum. Possum let out an angry screech after the joint was forced into its mouth. Angry
Holy
viewers
shit.
Slammed the video, claiming it was animal cruelty. Well, you fucking A, it was.
Yeah.
Why would you do that, man? But well, a possum
terrifying
to put his nose in their house. He's asking for it. There he is, a case dragging on a joint.
I can see shotgun in it. Is they shotgun it, did I say, or is it...
No, they stick the joint up to his mouth and light it.
Oh.
And he kind of puffs on it, and then he screams at him. Weird. I think that's cool. Possum didn't like it.
Yeah, didn't care for that at all.
Aussies are weird. Yeah, those things are fast in New Zealand, though. Awesome.
Yeah.
Some genius decided to...
You're good. No, they were giving out beers for every possum tail you brought in to a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
To get free beer.
Because not the same as our opossums you know and love.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, some genius decided to make millions
Bring
selling possums. Yeah, so he imported some into New Zealand. One thing led to another, and they're overrun by possums. Have no natural predators, so not real good for the possums. Pardon me. Okay, what else we got here? You know how, like, well, salaries are supposed to go up over time as profits increase?
Yeah, these kind of theories.
Yep. They call this capitalism shit, right? Well, if the minimum wage grew at the same rate that Wall Street bonuses have.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
since 1985, okay? 1985. Uh-huh. Oh, that's like, I can remember 1985, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, you might not be able to, but I can. the minimum wage would be $33 an hour. It grew at the same rate as the Wall Street.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like that map.
Sweet. $33 an hour.
Imagine that.
Uh-huh. Wall Street bastard.
Yep. Yeah. It's like the CEO compensation. Incredibly ridiculous. Yep. All right, I guess we'll go. You know, I don't wanna keep you away from the Big Mama here. We have Guinness World Records, man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. One more story. Just when you thought the pandemic was gonna be over and we're out of the woods on everything. Well,
yeah.
Wood pulp. Speaking of woods, wood pulp shortage.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna go up. Toilet paper, home building.
Yep. There you go.
Paper towel.
There you go.
Paper tigers. It's all going up.
Crazy, kids. Go out there and get them all.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
Yeah. In these uncertain times, man, that's what happens. Fucking price of wood. All fucked up. Welcome
First
back.
Well, doom.
All right. Buy your toity paper now. Coming up on another short hour. Okay. British Columbia. Here you go, Canadian fans. British Columbia singer breaks record for lowest note by a female.
Lowest note. Okay.
I used to date a girl named Lowest Note. a nice head on her shoulders, if you know what I'm saying. A British Columbia singer broke a Guinness World Record when she managed to sing a C1 note, the lowest C note on a standard piano, and captured the title of lowest vocal note by a female. Joy Chapman of Surrey said she has always had a wide vocal range. She's also the new voice of Fred Flintstone, I think. So that's we're looking up for Joy Chapman.
She sang the opening song to the Possum Hour tonight.
Yeah, that was her, the dinosaur.
That was her.
It was pretty neat, though, man. She broke the record. The lowest note was a D2, the second lowest D on the piano.
Yeah.
But she murdered that record.
Good deal.
I'd
like to see Dave Rush try to beat that. Try to beat that.
That's
going to
be a tough one. That's going to be a tough
exactly.
one. All right. Here we go. The longest hair.
Longest hair. Cousin It just died, right?
Yeah, Cousin It. This gal, the Guinness World Record holder for the longest hair, got her first haircut in 12 years.
Okay.
And, wow, that's some long hair. Alanshi Patel, 18. She donated the locks to a museum, not to the cancer kids, to a museum. Boy, aren't we full of ourselves, Alanshi Patel, 18, Modasa Gujarat. Wait for me.
Museum.
Museum.
Fucking museum.
Why, the museum of jerks. All right. Give it to the cancer kids, for crying out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Switching gears. A record-holding giant rabbit was stolen in the UK. Darius, the world record-holding largest rabbit. No, the world's longest rabbit. I'm sorry. one of the world's biggest bunnies, put it that way, was stolen from his home in central England.
How do you steal a world's largest bunny?
He one day disappeared from his enclosure. Well, he disappeared from his enclosure in the backyard.
Yeah.
He could be down the pub having a pint, for all I know.
Yeah.
This guy
hanging out with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, he's probably thirsty, man. This is about how much does he weigh? Rabbits of his type are known to weigh about 15 to 20 pounds. I don't say how much he weighs, but he weighs more than that.
Yeah,
oh, he's the longest.
I think so.
120, 4 feet and 3 inches. 4 feet at full stretch. Wow.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Man. Okay. Well, good luck to get Darius back. He might not have been kidnapped. Maybe he escaped.
Uh-huh.
He's on the lam with a beefalo.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah, old beefalo.
Yeah, could be Bob Beefalo and the Darius Rabbit on the run, like a buddy movie. One of them Disney things, you know?
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox could do the voice of the rabbit, and then John Goodman could be the beefalo. Wouldn't that be great?
I think
come on,
great.
Little buddy. Hop on.
Uh-huh.
We're heading to the sanctuary farm. So they won't eat us.
I think you're onto something.
Right. Guinness Book record-holding giant rabbit still missing. Now, here we go. Idaho man.
Okay. There we go.
Actually, a pair of Idaho men reclaimed a Guinness record when one of them caught 107 tennis balls in an oversized bucket placed on his head. He caught 107 tennis balls in it in 1 minute.
Oh, shit.
David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records, promotes STEM education, that would be science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, caught the tennis balls thrown by frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon. they had previously set the record at 98 catches in 1 minute, but some other couple of bastards beat him at 102. So Rush and Hannon reclaimed their record. 107 catches. Again, Rush credited Hannon's ambidextrous throwing abilities.
Helping them reach
an impressively high number. And there you have it. That's pretty much, nothing else happened, did it?
Imagine that.
I think that's it, right?
Okay.
That's
yeah.
in the news.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's the news then.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show. jungle and dodging and rumbling, tumbling and flopping, where the rabbit's got the gun. I came home last night after I got drunk. Started beating my woman. I thought it was fun. Went under the bed, pulled my 44, and I started running right through that summer door. Well, ain't no fun when that little monster got the gun. Ain't no fun, ain't no fun when that rabbit got the gun. Ain't no fun, ain't no fun. That rabbit can keep you on the run. Still running. Oh man, I'm bucking and running. Bullets going all around my head. Oh man, what am I going to do now? Well, I'm gonna...
For this little portion here to show.
You sound like angry dad. Gosh darn it.
I should have wrote it down. Right before the break, I'm like, oh, that would be a good thing to talk about after the thing there. I'm sitting here going, what the fuck was I going to talk about? Because you start reading shit in the, they're talking about frogs' legs. Now I can't, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about. Thinking about frogs.
Yeah, well, you're 60.
Thanks for ruining Possum Frog Legs.
You're getting over flowy. You're not flowy anymore.
I got no excuse tonight, man. You're sick. You're old. Shoot, man. Well, you'll have that. I don't know what else is going on in the world. Too many jickers.
Ain't nothing going on.
Seen any good movies lately? Billy Gibson, Glavin. Oh, we could do the Jeopardy. We could do the Jeopardy show.
Yes,
okay.
the Jeopardy.
Yeah, get the Jeopardy going here. Oh, and by the way.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
That was James Drury, the Virginian. Happy birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday, Foreman.
Dearly departed. Yeah, the Foreman. He was a very cool guy, man.
I forgot he died.
I still wouldn't fuck with him. He's been dead like 3 years. I still wouldn't mess with that son of a bitch. He's
badass.
He's a bad motherfucker, man. Shut your mouth. I'm talking about the Virginian. I can dig it. Here we go. There's something that tied us over here. Okay, Jeopardy.
Yes.
Boy, I was losing track again, man. Like, what am I doing now? All right. So yeah, tonight I totally nailed the Jeopardy, the final Jeopardy question, or the final Jeopardy answer. Wait, question. You ask the question. They give you the answer, and you ask the question. So
yes.
I aced tonight's final Jeopardy question. No. Tonight's just whatever. Figure out the syntax there. All right. Tonight's category. Ope, are you ready? Tonight's category is painting, ladies and gentlemen. Painting. So, yeah, I had like 3 years of art history class, so
yes.
Kind of in my wheelhouse, I reckon.
A little bit of mine.
Where's the answer? Okay. You guys ready? This is the final Jeopardy answer. The New York Times noted, quote, balls of orange yellow light and the town off in the distance, unquote, from the artist's window in this piece. The New York Times noted balls of orange-yellow light and the town off in the distance from this artist's window in this piece. Well, no, from this piece. Name the piece, not the art.
You got me on that one.
There you have it. Really? I thought that was obvious. Okay, now where's my Jeopardy music?
I can't picture a town out a window.
Ready and go. Okay. New York Times noted, balls of orange yellow light in the town off in the distance from this artist's window is the subject of this painting. Balls of orange light, town off in the distance. Artist's window. Got anything, Oak? Oak's thinking. He's thinking. He's thinking. Who is Rembrandt? No. We were looking
The painting itself.
The name of the painting. Yeah, but thank you for playing.
My brain hurts!
And the answer
is... That was a good guess.
That
no,
was
Van
good guess.
Gogh would have been. Van Gogh's a good guess.
Van Gogh is the answer. Van Gogh's the answer.
Okay.
Who said Van Gogh? Oh, you said
I
Van
did.
Gogh.
Because,
yeah, Starry, Starry Night. The famous Starry Night by...
Okay.
Yeah, where's your Messiah now? Yeah.
It's the colors. It's the colors that made me think of Van Gogh, because he was popular for bringing sunlight and everything to like the wheat fields and all that. He was big on the colors. But Starry Night, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. I don't. I think it was the balls of orange yellow light that kind of went whoa, ding ding ding.
Okay.
Maybe Starry Night, because it's the way he painted it. Everything's doing like it's a
yeah.
pattern, it's paint strokes, very odd. He was insane.
Oh, yeah.
Nice painter. Do a 3-bedroom house in an afternoon. So I mean, you can't go wrong with this guy. I recommend him highly. Go.
Yep. And there's also also saying he might not have cut off his own ear.
Yeah, yeah.
It might have been who's that artist he lived with? Degas. They say they hung out together. Yeah, they lived together.
I don't know that much
about
them. I don't
and
know
he
about
was,
that, much about the men.
The guy was nuts. Like, he was always with swords and everything, and they were always getting into arguments and all that. So they really think that he probably cut off his ear, and they just covered it, you know, get a bullshit story for it.
Well, the guy was the ballerina guy, right?
Yeah.
So you're thinking of, yeah.
I think I think he was the one. I forget who it was, but he lived with a famous artist, too. I think it was Degas. I have to look that up.
I thought he was with the the French guys over there. French painters. I don't know, man. I only took 3 years of art history, man. Shit. You got a yodel, brother.
Yodel.
Damn. Burning daylight. I was forgetting the yodel, man.
Oh.
What am I doing?
And then GT reminded
me. What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Gosh darn it. What did I do with my yodel? I know what I do with my yodel. It's got to be somewhere. Jeez, we got to have a yodel, man.
Uh-oh.
We can't do this without a yodel. Here we go. You'll love this one, G.
I am a cowboy out in western Indiana. I ride the range near Terre Haute. Stay out all night beneath the stars of Indiana. Come home with vomit on my coat. Ain't got no six gun, just a high-powered rifle. It's mighty tough to tote. So instead of clearing leather, I can clear a room much better when my butt begins to yodel out those notes. And it goes aye-aye as it exits from me. At least that's what it sounds like in my head. Then some people cough and some people gag. Some people swear they're smelling something dead. Aye-aye, it's a yodel melody that always takes bystanders by surprise. And then they succumb to my effluvium as tears begin to trickle from their eyes. I like Budweiser and I like beef jerky. I like big bosoms on the gals. I like to drive my truck while eating jerky, and playing chicken with my pals. I got a DUI or two to my credit from various locales. Although my past is checkered, the worst blot on my record is the one left when that wind comes rushing out. And it goes aye-aye as it exits from me, the most peculiar sound you'll ever hear. I bend at the knees and measure my squeeze and fire into the Hoosier atmosphere. Aye, aye, it's a yodel melody Roy Rogers or Gene Autry couldn't sing. And Slim Whitman's eyes would widen with surprise to hear that gastrointestinal thing. Aye, aye, it's a blessing and a curse. Why did God enable me to yodel in reverse? I la dee 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 dee. One day you'll find yourself in western Indiana, rolling down Highway 41. I'll slip right past you like a three-week-old banana. You can hear my engine gun. You'll ask yourself, who was that man in the Stetson, Detroit leaning in his seat? And I'll bet any money you'll be smelling something funny as the air fills with a melody so sweet. And it goes aye-aye as it exits from me, and dogs for miles around perk up their ears. The birds in the sky start wiping their eyes from all those deviled eggs and lager beer. Aye, aye, it's a yodel melody, the thing that's made me what I am today. I'll ride into the sun and raise one cheek for fun. Yippee-tai, aye, aye, N-D-I-A-N-A.
Backward in time. Please put on your safety harnesses. Your hands and feet inside the car at all times.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. I'm going to go check my blood pressure now.
There you go.
And my theory holds. Why you send me these things?
Optimal.
Get it the way. Ah, oh, God damn it.
What happened there?
Alrighty, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And energize!
So long for now, we'll see you when Casey comes a-rolling by again, with a seaman porter and a smoking sack. And the wheels strike a thunder from the railroad track. There'll be Casey Jr. and the Red Rock too, Wally, Cinders, and the rest of the crew, in a thrilling adventure that's a lot of fun. When Casey takes the throttle for another run, Casey Jones, steaming and a-rolling, Casey Jones, you never have to guess. When you hear the tooting of the whistle, it's Casey at the throttle of the Cannonball Express.
Indeed.
Well, I didn't know
those
that
cards and letters coming.
They swipe that tune.
I know.
Uh-huh.
We
I
thought
that,
that was the coolest commercial when it came out.
Uh-huh.
We were singing because
oh,
it
yeah.
had lyrics and we could sing along and How many times did you sing that with your little buddies?
Oh, all the time. All the time. And we used to play the box, too. Used to blow in the box.
And you
play a little tune.
You play the box.
Yeah.
Make a kazoo out of the box. How cool is that? So right at the end, I wanted to, you know, say goodnight, say bye-bye to everybody, and I get a PM from Francie.
Edward X. Young is on something tonight.
Geez.
And I don't know how to get them damn PMs off the screen. It wipes out the chat.
Yep.
And I
remember.
I don't know who the fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
And my screen froze again, so I couldn't say goodbye to the possums. At least I said it vocally. So, but yeah, those pop-ups are awful, man.
I refreshed the screen and gave him a thanks for coming, gang, before everybody left. But it's like, man. Darn, I'm so sorry that I didn't get to get that Edward X. Young plug in there. I think he's on Celebrity Douchebags tonight. I'm not sure what the show is.
Oh, Christ.
Be sure and, tune in for that. Celebrity Douchebags. And in the spirit of good cheer, I guess we'll just say goodnight and
yep.
Drive carefully. Drive safely.
Good night, all. Drive safely. Goodbye, night. Germans.
Good night, Germans. Dunkashane, Mockschnail, Verboten.
And all that.
Everything is Gesundheit.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.